أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين. In this previous ayat, the beginning of this surah, Allah spoke of the great azmat, the great honor, grandeur of the Quran Sharif. Such barakat the Quran Sharif has got. Way it was revealed became Mubarak. When it was revealed became Mubarak. The Laylatul Barah of 15 Shaban, the Laylatul Qadr of Ramadan, all these things became so blessed. So the Quran Sharif was such a great kitab. But in spite of that, the da'wah to the non-believers, to the Quraysh of Makkah generally did not carry much weight. They did not believe and they did not accept. So Allah Ta'ala says that they are in doubt and they are just wasting their time and in tomfoolery in the pastimes and of this world. Further Allah says, فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. So to intizar kakkar us din ka ke laya asman dhua sarih. Then just wait, keep on giving them the da'wat and wait for the day when the skies will come with its smoke and an open smoke. This refers, according to the tafsir, either of two occasions. One is one great major sign close to the day of Qiyamah, when such a smoke will come into the whole world and it will choke the non-believers. For the believers, it will be just a light thing. They will easily overcome it. They will just get like a cold or something and they will overcome it. But the non-believers will choke with this and this in itself will be a great adab also. According to the other tafsir, it is when the Quraysh did not believe and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah to take them to task. Then Allah Ta'ala sent droughts upon them and the droughts caused them great difficulty. They did not have food to eat and they were in great difficulty. At that time, when they were in the plight of their hunger, and like when a person is in hunger, he cannot understand things clearly, he cannot see things clearly, and their minds became clouded. It refers to that clouded condition, that smoke. Either it refers to that or it refers to close to Qiyamah when Allah Ta'ala will send that adab. Yaghsha an-nas, jo gher leve logo ko. And that smoke will be such a thing, it will encompass all people. Hada adabun aleem. Ye hai adab darnak. And this will be that painful punishment that they will suffer. Rabbana kshif anna annal adab inna mu'minun. اے رب کھول دے ہم سے ہم پر سے یہ آفت ہم یقین لاتے ہیں. And when that condition came upon them or when it will come upon them in the future, then they will all turn humbly and they will say, oh Allah, remove this punishment, this azab from us. Definitely we are going to bring iman. And that's the nature of man. When he comes in problems, then he turns to Allah Ta'ala. Many a person changes his life, starts his namazes, many start tahajjud also. But very sadly, there are many who then, after the problem is gone, they give up all those things again. And some are such that they just make the promises. And when that problem is taken away, they even forget their promises and they don't even change. So this was the condition of the non-believers. Anna lahumu dhikra wa qad ja'ahum rasulun mubin. کہاں ملے ان کو سمجھنا اور آ چکا ان کے پاس رسول کھول کر سنانے والا. Allah Ta'ala says, even when that dukhan mubin, that smoke that will choke them, and they will make it out clearly, it's a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, where will that also turn them to remind them of Allah Ta'ala in earnestness and in sincerity? When a much more greater event had taken place, the Rasul came to them, and a Rasul that was clearly a Rasul. And his message was also clearly a message from Allah Ta'ala. When all that had come, this dukhan-e-mubin and that smoke, that is of a lesser nature, where will that change them? Where will they take a lesson? So this is when kufr overtakes a person. And to a lesser degree, when a person's lust and his pride overtakes him, then a person also cannot see the truth. And he does not accept also. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُونَ. फिर उससे पीठ फेरे और कहने लगे सिखाया हुआ है बावला. Na'uzu billah, when the Rasul-e-Mubin came, Dukhan-e-Mubin is a much lesser thing, but the Rasul-e-Mubin, Allah's beloved Rasul, what is clear miracles, what a character, what nobility he came, and they did not believe in him, they turned their faces and they went the opposite way. And what did they say? That he has been taught by somebody. Somebody comes and teach him these things, and then he comes and he speaks all these things. Or they say, Na'uzu billah, he's a mad person. The two complete contrasting things. They themselves were mad and spoke of two contrasting things. A person cannot be an educated person and then he still speaks like a mad person. They say he has been educated, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been taught by a certain slave, and all this what he learns it off from that person, and then he comes and read out the subject matter. And the subject matter which is kept recorded in the Quran Sharif, that is clear to show what great subject matter and where can a slave have taught him this. And if that slave had taught him, that slave would have accepted Islam first. So, and then on the other hand, they say that na'uzu billah, he's a mad person. And any person who studies the Quran, even just one ayat, will be convinced this can never be the work of a mad person. This is such great, noble work. It can never be the work of a mad person. Inna kashiful adhabi qaleelan innakum aaidun. Hum khol dete hai ye adhab thori muddat tak, tum phir wahi karoge. Allah says, we will remove this azab for a while from you, but we know you, your nature, you will return to your evil ways again. And that is unfortunately with many people. When they have a problem, then they correct their lives for a little while, they make tawbah, and once that problem is gone, they go back to their old evil ways again. So this is the nature of man generally. Allah Ta'ala explains this and says this was no different from the people of Makkah, the Quraysh. يَوْمَ نَبْطِشُ الْبَطْعَشَةَ الْكُبْرَى إِنَّا مُنْتَقِمُونَ. جس دن پکریں گے ہم بری پکر, تحقیق ہم بدلہ لینے والے ہیں. And remember the day that when we will catch them, the big catching, that is on the day of Qiyamah, when after that there will be no respite. In this world, Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy brings this condition on many persons, on non-Muslims also, on Muslims also. Difficult conditions come, which is also a blessing in disguise. A person makes tawbah, istighfar, changes his life. And if he carries on in his right way, it is very good for him. And that was really a blessing in disguise. But many people then, after that, turn and go back to their old ways again. They start committing sins again. They carry on like this, and Allah Ta'ala prepares them gradually for the great day, the day of Qiyamah. After that, there will be no respite. So all this is also enamored, difficult conditions that come, and those difficult conditions, it turns once to Allah in sincerity. And then a person keeps firm on that path and does not go back to his evil ways. That was also a blessing from Allah to guide him. Otherwise, all the time a person does wrong, and then he makes tawbah, he corrects his life, again he goes into sin. This carries on till finally the big day will come when Allah will take him really to task, and after that Allah will not let him go. Inna muntaqimun. In this way, we also, you did wrong, we will also return to you and punish you accordingly. So in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala teaches us that whenever difficult conditions come, then we should make sincere tawbah. And we should turn to Allah, and in sincerity and in eternity, not just for a little while, and then we go back to our evil ways. And then a person will get saved from the big punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.